Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's Friday. Oh, I really don't know what I thought this week was going to be, but not what it was, for sure. I almost can't remember the last time I was this glad it was a Friday.
Really?
Yeah, it's just been, well, I mean, I got a ton of stuff going on just in my personal life with my brother and sister-in-law. They left this morning. They left 20 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
I know.
So they're going to drive across the country right now.
They're going to do it.
So they're on their way.
Last night, we had them over for a social distancing. I got some pizza.
They're listening. Bye, John and Deb.
John and Deb. Oh, that's right. They probably are listening.
I would think they would listen as they leave town.
They have Fox News in the car. So
you've been a wonderful host.
Well,
I think the least they could do is roll the show on their way out of town.
Sure. Well, I've got
maybe
a long
you should
list.
Call them. I'm starting to get upset.
Don't be upset. You know what? You're probably right. I'm sure they're listening. So last night was heartbreaking. So look, it's just been a tough adjustment. I know, look, we're still doing our jobs. We are among the lucky people who are like, okay, our work got us set up from home, and I get that there are people out there who are really suffering or maybe have 9 kids. I don't know. That would be a terrible way to spend your time at home entertaining your children.
Just to cut in on that note, I think worse than the idea of being trapped in the house with your kids, which, I mean, we're joking, and yet, yes, that's incredibly difficult. I think worse is if everyone got sick. Like, mom is sick. Everybody's dust.
Oh my God.
Christina's kind of been getting like a little hypochondriac
there,
kind of like, I think I might, and I'm just like, if mom goes down, we're dust, everybody.
Right, because who's going to take care of us?
Right.
And who's going to take care of mom? By the way,
right.
they are listening. John and Debbie, thank you for listening. Please,
yes!
Man, that would be a CF. So anyway, it's been a crazy week, and everything from, my thing going on the Fritz yesterday and having to make, poor Brian, I want to say about engineer Brian, like Bryn was also an integral part, and so was Nicole. I mean, look, I see things and people tell me push this button, then turn this up and you're ready to go. That's as technical as I can get. Like, these people are setting these things up. They're wiring them. They know. You should have seen Brian yesterday. I had to, download programs and type in IP addresses. And he did the whole thing with me over the phone and got us back on the air yesterday. And then he comes to my house. I've uninstalled the old unit and put it, Lysoled it and put it on the front porch. And, we did an exchange on the front porch where we didn't get anywhere near each other. He'd put something down. I'd go get it. I'd wipe it with Lysol. It's just been a weird week, and I'm just so happy that it's Friday and that, we can have kind of a reset. I was telling Brittany yesterday, I'm like, I think I'm gonna turn my phone off and not turn it back on until Monday morning. That's not gonna happen. I'm too addicted to Instagram now. But it's it's a nice thought, right? Look at her go,
huh?
I know this Instagram thing. It's incredible. I'm glad. I'm glad to see it.
Is a big. It's helping. I'm like, I'm so bored. I'm like, I think I'll post something. What?
I have a story about this, and I'll do it later. But one of the funniest things to come out of this situation all of us find ourselves in, and I was about to say California, but it's all people listen outside the state on radio.com. Ding ding. I don't have a bell. Anyway, it's all the people who, so look, I live with someone who's in tech, and she works from home, and she's set up to work from home, and the room is set up in a way that she's able to spend the day. She's got her little space heater right next to the desk, and
oh, nice.
Pictures that she can look at. So anyway, what people are finding out who have had to start working from home and aren't used to it is, oh my God, my house is a disaster and I have to turn this camera on and show everyone where I am.
Oh my God.
And so the work from homes that have not put any energy into what their house looks like or the room where they'll be working from looks like are now finding themselves having to decorate and also get dressed.
Yes. That's
in a way that is presentable.
I saw a couple really cute photos yesterday of, you know, people were just photographing their work at home space. I want to see them. I loved that. I saw a couple people on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, please post those things up. I think that's really, it's nice to have a little glimpse and it sort of brings home, you know, you don't feel so alone when you see how alone everybody is.
Agreed. And,
so last night we, was the last night that John and my brother John and my sister-in-law, they've been here about 18 months in a condo very close to our house. And because of, I haven't seen them in the last couple of weeks because of, you know, I don't want to get anyone sick. I don't want anyone to get me sick. As you know, we're all sheltering in place. So they came over. I got some pizza and we're all sitting. I moved the chairs. I'm telling you, I almost tape measured. I paced them off. Everybody was 10 feet apart. And we sat and we couldn't hug. And then last night there was a heartbreaking moment because she didn't even get to go into the she shack this week. She didn't want to take a risk. She's going to, you know, she's going across the country and she doesn't want to bring that with her everywhere she goes. Any sickness that we might have here, and I don't want her sicknesses. I don't want her in there. But man, there were some just major tears and we couldn't hug. We were doing, you know, 6 foot away virtual hugs and it was just, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't a great ending because we had such an epic time while they were here. It was just amazing. And for it to end on this note with them just deciding, you know, and 3 days later leaving, I feel like this whole week has been upsetting and, you know.
Well, of course it has.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. I mean, but add everybody's woes to the personal situation you have going on there.
People are going through this. It's a crazy time.
So yeah, I mean, I can understand that. And you know, look, you guys spent more time together in the last, how long have they been here?
18 months.
Oh my God. Time is just flying.
I know.
Oh,
it's
so
incredible.
Maybe my kid was either just born. I don't know how old my kid is, but they must have come right as
They came in August of 2018.
Yeah, right as my kid was being born.
Shortly after your kid was, because his birthday's right around, his birthday's the 15th of August, and she was born the 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, yeah, right, that's right. So he came just a hair after she was born, because I came at the very end of August.
Time has flown. It's unreal.
It's unreal. Hulk baby is as old as their visit.
I'm not their parents. It's a bad time to drive cross country, but that said, I can see why they want to get their lives started. You know,
yes.
They've probably been sitting, you know, holding in place and thinking, well, if this is what we're going to do,
then we need to get out of here.
Let's go get our lives started. Let's go find a place to live. Let's go
boring.
Do all that stuff.
Well, I was saying to them last night, because of course, you know, my main concern as soon as I heard that they were leaving was, well, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's this thing called the coronavirus, and you're going to be stopping and touching every gas station along the way, staying in hotels, and then showing up at my mom and dad's house, and my dad's 80 and has asthma. So
I didn't think you were even going to mention that on the air. I honestly, I remember I texted you, 2 to 3 days ago? And
were like, are you guys concerned about this? I'm like, don't worry. We've got concerns. So the thing is, though, that, you know, so we had a conversation about it last night. And I said, you know, if there is even a tickle, and I feel like saying even if there isn't, but they're, you know, look, everybody is adults. I've actually had the convo with my mom and my dad and with them. And they're going to do what they're going to do. I go, what are you, you know, you just got to go to a hotel. You're going to have to stay and quarantine yourself for a couple weeks once you get down there. And my brother goes, we'll just go right to Tina's house. That's my sister who also lives in Florida, right near them, right near my parents. We'll just go there. We'll quarantine at Tina's house. I'm like thinking to myself, does Tina know that?
That is. So look, I mean, I'll just say it out loud. I know that many people are way less concerned about this coronavirus than others.
Oh boy, you're not kidding. I have a story about that today that
I found jaw-dropping. So I do get that while I'm sitting here completely quarantined. I'm completely quarantined. I'm indoors. I'm not going out. I mean, if I go out today, it'll be for a while. But anyway, my biggest concern, if I were John, your brother John, is I would never be able to forgive myself if I brought something, unbeknownst to me, brought something to my dad and he were to get sick. I would be unable to get over it.
No, I listen. And look, they've got 5 days on the road to think about it. Those should be 5 fun days.
And they got this break that you and I are currently doing.
Yeah,
as they
here's
leave
some
town.
Food for thought, guys, for your trip to Florida. You know, it's just, honest to God, it's just something to think. And look, a lot's going to happen in the next 5 days. Like, yesterday, we got the order in California. Like, all of California is don't go anywhere. If you're not essential, stay in your damn house. Or, you know, if you're going to go for a walk, fine. But, you know, the whole social distancing thing. Like, that is, you know, we've been given the order. In fact, Bryn sent me something here, sf.gov, if you want more information on this. There's official updates if you text COVID-19SF to 888-777. You'll get official updates. Anytime something happens, they'll send it to you. So we are, you know, this is no joke, and the next 5 days there's going to be a lot of info. I know they'll be listening. They have satellite radio. They're going to be listening the whole time. They can listen to radio.com. I'll be yelling at them. It'll be great. But, you know, they're responsible grown people, and I'm sure they'll do the right thing. And I'm not allowed to dictate to other adults what they should do. And I've had long convos with my mom and dad, and that's I've done what I can do from here. I can't control them, so.
Right. But I do also think, and I mentioned this the other day, sort of thinking of your dad, but not saying this because I wasn't planning to bring this up on the air at all. But a lot of people, including your dad, who's lived to get to 80.
Yeah. No, he's
probably like, you know, listen, I'm a badass. This coronavirus isn't taking me out, but. You know, I'd rather him not flirt with that.
I am 100% in your camp. I don't even want to. It's weird because I don't know how to feel about the whole thing. I mean, obviously, I want them to have a great trip and I want them to have a wonderful life in Florida. But I also don't want anything to happen to my dad or my mom. I mean, they're both elderly people.
Right.
Much as neither of them seems to accept that. And they both look young and seem vibrant and perfectly healthy. I'm just, you know, I have concerns. And obviously, not all of them are for the air. And, you know, I'm mentioning this because they're listening right now. And I love them so much.
Right.
It is, actually. So anyway, it is heartbreaking. This whole, I can't remember the last time I felt this just abnormal. I'm just longing. I know that I'm not alone. We're all longing for normal or even a new normal. Whatever the new, like, even if this is the new normal, like, I'm not used to it yet. So I'm not there yet.
Well, I know for me, my systems are not in place. That's
right.
That's for sure. So as I'm trying to get used to this new, the new way, where we all are at my house, there's no doubt that I'm like, hey, you guys aren't sticking to the little thing mom put up. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Where you're supposed to be in nap time, or there's a list of like the times to the, you know, each day, what they're supposed to be doing. It's hard to get them to stick to that. Ugh.
Well, they're kids and, you know,
right.
Isla, she probably goes, oh no, I can't read that. I can read everything
suddenly,
else, but I can't,
right.
I suddenly can't read.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I thought this was so funny. The guy's in the same boat as us. I don't know where this guy works, but down in LA, he's a DJ. He does a morning show of some kind down there, and he's married to a former bachelorette. Her name is Ali Fedotowsky, something along those lines. She used to work at like Facebook or something. And so 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more, she was the bachelorette.
I remember.
Yeah.
I've never watched this show. I remember that lady's name because I remember her doing press
Yep.
In the Bay Area, yes. And she was a Bay Area local. So
and
go
I,
on.
I know I'm getting her name wrong, but it's something like Fedotowski or Fedotowski, whatever it is. So anyway, she wound up not marrying someone from the show. I don't believe anyway, although the guy's very cute. So her husband is, and I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know the station, but he's a DJ. He does morning radio like we do. And because they have two really little kids, like the one little boy looks like he just learned to walk. Maybe he's a year and a half. He's probably the same age as Hulk baby. But and then a daughter who's maybe three. He leaves through the front door in the morning, goes through his garage into a room in the house behind that where he's broadcasting live from. And then he shuts all that down and goes back out through the garage and comes back in the front door like he's coming home from his day at work. And she has the, there are a couple really funny, so this is on Instagram. Somebody had sent me a link to it, so I'm watching her feed. And I was just cracking up, like, it's actually kind of genius. Because little kids, if they know you're home, like your kids, they're like, the whole time, dad's in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dad.
Right.
I want to go in there and hang with my dad. But they're like two little dogs because he walks in the front door and they just come screaming and, yay, daddy's home. Fedotowski, yeah. That's her name? Okay.
Fedotowski, and she's married to a guy named Kevin Mano.
Oh, Mano. So do we know where Kevin Mano is?
I don't know that station? Guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know him either. Mm. But some station in L.A. There's a lot of them. And they all need
He began
show.
His career at Q101. That's the place I went to in Chicago
yeah,
and did that
say,
night tryout
place.
Before we took the gig here mm-hmm. at Alice. He's on the Valentine in the Morning show.
Oh. So is he like a sidekick to that guy?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, anyway,
I've heard Valentine, but I don't know. I can't even tell you what station he's on in L.A.
Yeah, somebody will either get it texted to us or the kid. I see both. It's so funny. I'm actually on a FaceTime call with Bryn and Nicole. We did it too late, and we were going to ask you to join it on the break. But but I'm watching. I see both of them like, oh, look, they're looking over at me. They just both snapped their faces over. Yeah, they're in there researching, trying to find out. 104.3. You don't see call letters?
I don't know what that is.
At W... Oh, KMY?
My FM.
My FM.
Got it.
MYFM. Well, four letters, all capitalized.
Oh, Al Manic. Look at you go.
Al Manic. MYFM. It's a great station, MYFM.
Well, we just peaked for the day. Yeah. Where do we go from here?
We didn't peak for the day because we're going to talk about Survivor, which I've been waiting to talk to you guys about since Wednesday. Oh, my God. What an episode. I also have... I have a death that I've had for like 3 days that I wanted that, you know, the guys from a show that you and I grew up on.
Oh.
And so I know. So I've been meaning to mention, I just, you know, yesterday, obviously I got to zero and I want to say I just didn't get to it on Wednesday. I think that was the first day I had it. So I want to tell you about that. And then there's just idiots in the coronavirus and all the people who are testing positive and all the craziness that's in the world right now. And I'm sure you've got your share of the craziness too. So, what do you say we get this party started? Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, roll them.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Hit it, Nicole.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.